Genesis chapter 21, the birth of Isaac. Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said, and Yahweh did to Sarah as he had spoken. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age. When he was 99, he was told that he was going to have a baby, and Sarah was 90. This was at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, so it really emphasizes it, Isaac, which means laughter. Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Sarah said, God has made me laugh. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. She said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children, for I have borne him a son in his old age? The child grew and was weaned. That means he stopped being fed by the breast. And Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this handmaid and her son, for the son of this handmaid will not be heir with my son, Isaac. The thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight on account of his son. God said to Abraham, don't let it be grievous in your sight because of the boy and because of your handmaid. In all that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac will your seed be called. So God's purpose was to go ahead through Isaac and not through the son of Hagar. I will also make a nation of the son of the handmaid, because he is your seed. Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and gave her the child and sent her away. She departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. The water in the bottle was spent, and she threw the child under one of the bushes. She went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about a bowshot away, for she said, let me not see the death of the child. She sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and cried. God heard the voice of the boy. The angel of God called to Hagar out of the sky and said to her, what's the matter, Hagar? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Get up, lift up the boy and hold him in your arm, for I will make him a great nation. God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went, filled the bottle with water, and gave the boy drink. So when you just think you're at the very end, with no chance, as in this case, of getting water because you're in a desert, God can make you see the answer was there all along. God was with the boy and he grew. He lived in the desert and he grew up and he became an archer. He lived in the wilderness of Paran. His mother took a wife for him out of the land of Egypt, because that's where Hagar was from. She was from Egypt. It happened at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the captain of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. So even the unbelievers who lived around Abraham realized that God was with him. Now therefore swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son.
Sometimes we think God's not with us.
But he is, absolutely. Yeah, let's carry on. So, even these unbelievers saw that God was with Abraham. So they said to Abraham, now therefore swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, but according to the kindness that I have done to you, you shall do to me and to the land in which you have lived as a foreigner. So as we said the other day, Abraham is our example. He lived as a stranger, as a foreigner, in the land that he was to afterwards inherit forever. Now he died as a foreigner and a stranger, just tramping through the land. And yet God promised to give it to him forever. And because God keeps his promises, that means that when Jesus comes back, Abraham will be resurrected so that he receives those promises. Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a water well, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this thing. You didn't tell me. Neither did I hear about it until now. Abraham took sheep and cattle and gave them to Abimelech, and these two made a covenant. So again you see grace, because Abraham could have said, look, you took my well away from me. Now give it back. But he does say that to Abimelech, but he then gives Abimelech a big present. It's as if to say, yes, you did wrong to me, and I will do right to you. It's so opposite to how we naturally think, that you did that to me, so therefore I shall be nasty to you. But this is what Jesus means when he says, if somebody takes away your jacket, offer them your shirt. If somebody makes you go 1 mile with them, go 2 miles. Answer evil with good, not with evil. So these two, Abraham and Abimelech, made a covenant, a promise. Abraham set 7 lambs of the flocks by themselves, and Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 lambs which you've set by themselves? He said, you shall take these 7 lambs from my hand, that it may be a witness to me that I have dug this well. So he called that place Beersheba, the well of the oath, because they both swore there. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Abimelech rose up with Phicol, the captain of his army, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting God. Abraham lived as a foreigner in the land of the Philistines many days. So again, Abraham, we're told, lived as a stranger, as somebody just passing through, although most of his life, actually, he just spent passing through. And so that's how we are in this world. Paul says that we are strangers, foreigners, and pilgrims, that we're on a journey, that we're not here to get the maximum we can out of this life, but we're here in order to carry on a journey to somewhere even greater. And that's why it says in Hebrews 11 that Abraham was like this, because he was searching for a city which has foundations. And that is the city of the great King of Jesus that will be established on earth when Jesus comes back.